When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. Happy 420. These are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The Indianapolis mass shooter who allegedly killed 8 and injured several others at a FedEx facility last week supposedly had a history of browsing white supremacist websites. Cops say that Brandon Hole, who was 19 at the time of the attack, reportedly was involved with the Brony scene, which is a subculture fascinated with the animated kids series My Little Pony. Oddly enough, the interest has a weird overlap with far-right and white nationalist ideology. Though Hole was tied to the Brony subculture, it's unclear if he was part of the far-right path of the group. Victims of the shooting included several members of the Sikh community who have been targeted by hate crimes in the past. Hole was briefly committed for mental health reasons in 2020, though prosecutors have admitted that he was not ultimately sent through the full screening process, which would have prevented him from purchasing 2 rifles just months later. Those rifles were used in the murderous attack. On Monday, the Supreme Court indicated that it may restrict green card applications for migrants from countries in crisis, meaning thousands of migrants in the U.S. who have temporary legal status due to their home countries dealing with natural disasters, civil war, or other unthinkable conditions will likely not become permanent American residents. Currently, migrants from countries with temporary protected status can be legally employed and are guarded from deportation. But courts have been split on whether they can apply for green cards without first leaving the U.S. and then applying to return. A coalition of Black religious leaders in Georgia have called for a boycott of Home Depot. The collective, which represents more than 1,000 churches, say that the home improvement store is too quiet about the state's new voter suppression law. Other major companies like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have spoken out against the law. One Home Depot boycott leader said that the matter is not merely political, but, quote, deals with securing the future of democracy. Traditionally, Democrats and civil rights leaders in the state have avoided boycotts because of how they can negatively impact employees. Before the insurrection happened, Capitol rioters posted all over social media about their plan to storm the building. But reportedly, the investigators have yet to use any of those posts or messages as evidence. No, that would just make too much sense. Authorities have repeatedly said they found no valid evidence of a plot to invade the Capitol prior to the attack, but a new report shows that, actually, hundreds of pro-Trump extremists posted their plans on social media beforehand. One blatantly said, quote, "We will storm the government building, kill cops, kill security guards, kill federal employees and agents, and demand a recount." Earlier this year, the FBI said that social media posts are not necessarily credible because most people do not actually do what they say online. However, many lawmakers remain skeptical of investigators and have called the events on January 6th, quote, "a massive and historic intelligence failure." In an effort to remain relevant, former President Donald Trump went on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Monday night to complain about how difficult it was for him to be the leader of the U.S. I mean, it's not an easy job, dude, and not just anybody can do it successfully. First, he did say that one thing he missed about the job was helping people. I'm not sure who he helped, but he said he missed doing it. Then Trump went on to tell Hannity that he had a great life before taking his position at the White House, which he found to be very traumatizing. Him too, huh? At least the rest of us were not alone. Trump also said that he's, quote, "very seriously, beyond seriously, considering another run in 2024. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.